T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local. It's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
I gotta get something off my chest.
Yeah. Go for it.
I want to throw this computer. It keeps freezing up. Anytime I open up another link, and I blame you.
What did I do?
You're always out there doing a bunch of stuff on my internet. Then my stuff doesn't work. But the Bucks won, everybody. They beat the Pacers. 142-133. Giannis had 40 points on 14 of 18 shooting.
Okay, well, if you're going to get something off your chest, I want to get something off my chest.
Okay.
I tweeted last night for people to get the vaccine.
How dare you?
I know. And so now people are like wanting to argue with me. Like, first of all, I'm doing a show. Second,
people on social media.
Stop. Yeah.
Gotcha.
But, you know, I was tweeting out these videos that went kind of viral of, you know, guys in the English pubs.
I'll be your dream, I'll be your wish, I'll be your fantasy.
I'll be your hope, I'll be your love, be everything that you need.
I love you more with every breath, truly, madly, deeply do. I will be strong, I will be faithful, cause I'm counting on a new me.
So it's all these English guys singing in a pub, you know?
Yeah. It's giving me and the boys next Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to make refuge in the sea.
We probably won't be singing Savage Garden together, but.
No, it has to be Savage Garden. So I tweeted out the video and I said, this is great. You know, the mask mandate is changing because of the CDC guidelines and people are excited about it. And it's changing because people are getting vaccinated, and if you're vaccinated, you can hang out like normal again. That's the recommendation. And so I said, all right, get your shots so we can have shots. And then the crowd that's not just okay, Bart, but make sure you also wear your seatbelt. You don't drink too much. You watch the fat intake. You get enough exercise. You eat your veggies. You drink a lot of water. You don't speed. Yeah, those are all good. What was this guy trying to tell me? Anyway, the vaccine is available for you. DHS.wisconsin.gov/COVID-19. The vaccine is available. The CDC is saying that when you're fully vaccinated around other fully vaccinated people, you don't need mask. They didn't say
you don't need mask.
No mask for everyone. You got to get vaccine. You got to get the vaccination. You got to get the vaccine. And then that CDC guideline applies. So, you know, the baseball stadium, I almost said the wrong name. They're going full capacity. You're going to want to be there. The basketball stadium. See, I can't say the name. They're going to have 50% capacity. You're going to want to be there for a playoff push. When you get vaccinated, we get life back to normal, and you can get vaccinated. DHS.wisconsin.gov/COVID-19. DHS.wisconsin.gov/COVID-19. That's where you can find out where to go. So I did mine at the Wisconsin Center, and I was eager to get it right away. You know, I've felt great ever since, and I've been living my life again. You know, after the horrible year we had, I think that they have either shut that center down for it or are shutting it down. Instead, there's a lot of different places around the neighborhood that you can go. I know some drugstores still have it available. There's different places that do pop-up events. So there's places to get it. If you want to know where that is, you go to dhs.wisconsin.gov/COVID-19. No insurance required, no ID required. It's time to move on. Get that vaccine. Sign up dhs.wisconsin.gov/COVID-19. dhs.wisconsin.gov/COVID-19. So go ahead and get that, and I'll try to at least save these tweets so I can fight with people later, because I'm going to need something to do between 10 a.m. today and 3 p.m., as I will be in for Rom Dog. I'm doing the Rami show today. So the hijinks that you know and love. Horvat, if you could book me a few guests for that, that'd be great. I know that's not your job, but it's not my job either. So go ahead and feel free to book some guests.
All right, I'll get you Tim Boyle. You can talk about his experience playing with the Packers. If he thinks Rodgers is coming back, I'll get you Miles White. He probably hasn't talked to Rodgers in about 8 years, but you could ask his opinion.
I did a show once with Lindsey Pipkins.
Yeah, former Packer great.
Yeah, if you want to hear from the former cornerback. Now, what I do like hearing from, we were hearing from some of the guys that played
John
with Rodgers.
James Jones. Jordy Nelson.
Now we're hearing from the guys that are playing with Rodgers in Davante Adams and Aaron Jones. And Aaron Jones, guess where he was yesterday? He was on the wonderful, free to download, free to listen to Odyssey app.
An Odyssey station.
On the Rich Eisen show.
What is your sense on what is going on with Aaron Rodgers and the Packers right now?
And I'm just sitting back. I mean, I see what everybody else sees. I mean, I haven't heard from Aaron or anybody, so I'm going to wait till I get up to Green Bay and see for myself or hear it from him myself. You know, it's just I don't get caught up in the reading the articles and things like that. I'll just wait until it plays out and control what I can control.
So, see, he's taking the gin blossoms method. He's not taking advice from fools. He's going to think everything is cool until he hears it from you, you being
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers. That's one of the parts that's kind of hard to believe about this whole thing. Again, we're 2 weeks in now from the Schefter report, which was spurred by people with blue check marks not realizing the power of the blue check marks and just tweeting Paul Allen rumors as if they were real news, which got Schefter all concerned that someone was going to beat him to his story. Oh, soft. S-A-W-F-T. Soft.
Schefter. I'm having a hard time like following all these stories with Rodgers because you've gotten me blocked by like every NFL reporter. So all I see is like, this content is hidden. And I'm like, why? And I'm like, oh, Bart did something here.
No, I haven't fought with anyone this week.
I wish Albright, yeah. I wish of all people he blocked me. I'm so sick of his seeing his stupid selfies all the time.
He actually wants to come on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't answer.
No, actually, let's have him.
No, I don't want to.
Why? Afraid of confrontation?
I'll be your wish, I'll be your dream, I'll be your fantasy.
I think Christian, our guy, brought us some breakfast. I hope that he didn't really do this, because now I will feel bad.
Yeah, if you made somebody bring us breakfast, I'm going to be pissed.
Made? I mentioned that I was hungry.
What did he bring us?
He said, your hot Quick Trip breakfast is here. Bart and Ryan's big breakfast, hashtag Quick Trip. And I said, dude, I'll give it a like.
Well, if that's true, I'm thankful for Christian. I'm pissed at you.
Well, Venmo him.
Yeah, we got to pay him. We got to pay him.
Christian, shoot me your Venmo.
Yeah, we got to pay you, man. We got to pay you.
We're going to pay you.
Yeah.
We pay you.
Yeah, we.
With great content and with money. Just shoot me your Venmo.
Yeah, yeah.
Giannis won me some money last night, luckily.
Yeah.
Bart sure as hell didn't win me any money. I asked you, I said, are the Brewers going to score some runs today for Corbin Burns? And you said, bank on it. I said, are they going to hit with runners in scoring position? You said, not only do I like the Brewers today, I like the team total over 4.5 runs. Mm-hmm. I think Kane's going to have a huge day. And what happened? They didn't score any damn runs again for Corbin Burns, who somehow is 2-3. It's It's a good thing that we don't care about pitchers' records anymore.
Can we get on the same page?
Yeah. Sorry. Go on.
Well, last hour I'm trying not to talk Packers, and you just go on about Packers. And now I'm trying to talk about Packers. And you don't want to talk about Packers?
I want to hear from Aaron Jones.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
Give me the Aaron Jones.
So I want to ask you, of all of the reports you've heard, because of all the reports that I've heard, the one thing that I can't believe is true is this rumor or report that Rodgers is telling other free agents not to come to Green Bay. Hey, I'm not going to be there because of all these guys that re-signed. I mean, they brought back everybody. David Bakhtiari, Aaron Jones. They brought back Kevin King. They brought back Tyler Lancaster. They brought back Channon Sullivan. They're bringing back everybody. So if you're Aaron Jones, why are you re-signing? If you're Bakhtiari, why are you so quick to re-sign if you don't think Aaron's going to be here? That's the report I can't believe.
Right, and especially with Aaron Jones, because he turned down money, more money elsewhere, right, is what they originally had said.
Yes, he could have went to the Dolphins maybe.
Now, I know that he does love playing in Green Bay, so that's the other thing. Green Bay kind of sells itself playing for the Packers. So maybe some of these guys just did want to come back. Maybe some of these guys believe in Jordan Love. Yesterday, so I've been on the social media following trail now where I'm following like Elton Jenkins. I'm following all these guys on Instagram. Instagram to me used to be about like, oh, what are the Kardashians up to? Now I'm following like Elton Jenkins, Robert Tonyan, pretty much anybody on the team. So Jordan Love was posting some pictures yesterday. He's getting his workouts in and got some likes from the teammates, got some support from the boys. Robert Tonyan, Elton Jenkins, obviously A.J. Dillon. Yeah, I feel like some of the guys might be, I don't want to say, do you think that there's a chance to like, I feel like, you know, the locker room.
So they're going to rally around
Love? I feel like some of the younger guys may. I mean, you know, some of these guys are going to be here for a while, man. There's going to be, it's kind of like in that locker room, you have like the win now dudes, like the, you have like the past and then you have like the future because you have A.J. Dillon, Jordan Love, like literally everybody they went to high school with, Kamal Martin. And then you have Rodgers, you have Bakhtiari, and you have Devontae. And you know they're all boys. So it's not like a split rock locker room, but I'm sure like some of those guys are obviously rooting for Jordan Love.
Well, here's two clips that I want to play from Rich Eisen and Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones is on Rich Eisen, which is on our Odyssey app and nowhere else. And Jones said that Rodgers and Love were kind of lockstep in practices together.
So how much time did Jordan Love get on the practice field last year? Can you take me into that front row seat? Did he get much time at all in Aaron's MVP season?
He ran a scout team, and he was working with me every Saturday. I mean, we're doing over-the-shoulder ball drills, different things like that. So Jordan did get a lot of work. I mean, and then we have periods every day where we have individual peers where they're working with us and working on our development every day.
All right, so Jordan Love was on the practice field, but he was also getting taught by Rodgers.
See him working with Jordan every day, all day, trying to teach him as much as he can. And so that's the cool part to see about A-Rod, you know.
Give me an example of that. Like you see him off to the side giving Jordan Love tips and things like that?
Yes, sir. Maybe it might be a play, and what he saw, if it was like the first read or the second read or third read, maybe what he saw, or you know, or maybe a little bit on the mechanic side of it, or it just goes into so many different things, or it could be the sound at the cadence, trying to catch them jumping off sides, little things. So many things, and he's just trying to better the players around him, truly.
So that's why this whole – it's one of the reasons, again, why this whole Aaron Rodgers thing, this saga, this whatever you want to call it, has been so weird, because Aaron Rodgers went through this. He was the other quarterback. And he, you know, walks in, calls Favre grandpa. They have an uneasy relationship to start. things don't end well between them. It's rocky for a long time. They make up at the ESPYs, and now they're good old boys. But when Rodgers was here, Favre certainly, I mean, he came out and said, it's not my job to train this guy.
Yeah.
Rodgers, with all these other young quarterbacks that he's had, from all accounts, he's been very good with them. One of the things, though, is that they never, ever threatened to take his job. Jordan Love was brought in specifically to at some point take his job, but from Aaron Jones there and from what we've heard elsewhere, Rodgers and Love work together, and he says he likes them, and you know that there's no hostility there other than the built-in hostility. They're trying to just get through it and be two quarterbacks, be two guys with the same job. I'm the quarterback, you're my backup. Let's be as good as we can be together. So for Aaron to do all this, he's doing to Jordan Love what Favre did to him. Aaron's just by not saying anything, or just by having this dissension with Green Bay, Jordan Love is in an impossible situation. Now, I didn't like the pick. I didn't like how they drafted him. And I say that because that doesn't mean I don't want Jordan Love to succeed. Yeah, okay, in my ever-long fight forever battle with the top boys at Cheesehead TV, I would look better if Jordan Love was bad, and they would look worse if Jordan Love was bad. So, okay, but that's very petty and not important.
I'm not rooting for Jordan Love to be bad, though.
No, I'm not either. I want the Packers to be good, so when Jordan Love eventually takes over, I'm going to want him to be good.
Right, yeah.
He is just in this, he's in this situation that is so impossible for him because the expectations on him are going to be tremendously high. Remember, Rodgers' first season, even after taking over from Favre, he was only 6-10. And it took a while, and that was a crazy year because he would lead the team back, and then the defense always blew it. So with Rodgers, you still had to give him like that first year, even though we knew he was ready to take over. Remember, they were 6-10. If Jordan Love's the quarterback this year and they're four games under 500, I don't want everybody turning on Love. And for you guys that are saying, oh, well, the Packers went Hall of Famer to Hall of Famer, they can do it again, we need to back that up too, because that's going to put a tremendous amount of pressure on Jordan Love.
Yeah.
Again, Horvat was preaching this in the first hour. We got to have patience. All you need's a little patience.
Yeah.
I believe GNR said it best.
Yeah. Axl Rose once said, all you need, just a little patience.
We'll hear more from Aaron Rodgers. Want to get your thoughts on that. And then the reason why you absolutely do not trade Rodgers this season under any circumstances. We'll have that for you too. Bart Winkler.
And when the stars are shining brightly in the velvet sky, I'll make a wish, send it to heaven, then make you want to cry. The tears of joy for all the pleasure and the certainty that we're surrounded by the comfort and protection of the highest powers.
Ryan Horvat from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. GeneWagnerPlumbing.com for all your plumbing needs. GeneWagnerPlumbing.com. Ryan Horvat going into the small market radio playbook there and shouting out that he was hungry, and then we had someone bring us breakfast. Props to Christian.
Yeah, I didn't really mean that. I'm going to Venmo him.
Did he give you his Venmo?
Not yet. I'll pay him, though.
Do I have to pay?
And I much appreciate it, Christian, because, man.
Should I pay him too, or should I pay you?
Just.
Or do I kind of get off scot-free here? I didn't ask for this.
Yeah, no. I'll take care of it, buddy.
When I used to call Friday Night Football games, I'd say, oh, boy, it's 20 to nothing here. It sure would be nice if I could get one of those hot dogs at the concession stand. Make sure that when you come here, you get your hot dogs. But I'm stuck in this lonely booth. Man, if anyone could bring me a hot dog and maybe a nice hot chocolate. And then
three or four people would rush and get you a hot dog. And
yeah.
Then you'd say their name on the radio. And
yep.
I think that's illegal. I think that's payola in some way. But you do it. And you just did it now. And you are just eating as I speak.
I had it, ma'am. It was one of those mornings. Have you ever even seen me eat in the studio?
I feel like ever since this breakfast came, I've lost you a little bit.
No, I'm back. I just needed something. I was like literally going to die. So Christian actually saved my life.
Mm.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, man. I took some allergy medicine this morning.
Sure.
Because the tree pollen out there, if you guys are allergy sufferers, you know how I'm feeling today. So I did it on an empty stomach. And for the last hour, I felt like I'm on drugs. So like now I'm ready to do a show. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, show sounded like we were on drugs a little bit. Sure.
Yeah, but now we're back. Let's just restart the show.
Nah, I got too many. I got too much hours of sports talk today to do. I can't be starting over. I got Rami's show today, 3 to 6. And it does seem like bad news. It seems like our good buddy Paul Emig might be a bit under the weather today, which would mean no trivia. Unless producer Todd can wrestle up 12 songs and 12 questions quick. Otherwise, we'll have to do it. Maybe we'll go double trivia next week.
It actually works out pretty good because there's tons of sports that I want to talk about. And because of the allergies, I don't know how the voice would have been today. It would have been hard to do the singing part.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was actually thinking about that on the way in today. I was like,
were you?
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, man, I may not be great today for the singing part of it. But now, thanks to Christian, thanks to eating, I'm ready to go. Where are we heading?
We're going out to Painters Town, USA. Talk to Mike the Painter.
What's up, Mike?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Mike.
Bart, you are our next American Idol. I swear.
You know, I tried out for American Idol once.
You have the voice of a god.
I tried out, and that's when they canceled the show on Fox. They're like, we ain't doing this anymore.
I'm on my way to work right now, and it's the biggest Tom Turkey is crossing the street.
Take him out, 20 points.
Yeah, that's like right by my house, probably. Dude. I have those encounters every day.
His beard's like almost touching the ground.
I never tried out for American Idol. I did try out for ESPN's dream job, though.
Did you?
Yeah.
How far did you get?
What's like the least far that you can go? That's how far I went.
They used to do those things. That's actually how JJ After Dark, JJ, who's now with The Ringer, that's how he got his start, which I never even realized. WFAN, they did like a big contest, and if you won it, you got your own radio show pretty much. They used to do that in the biz. You don't do that a whole lot anymore. I did it the old-fashioned way, Mike. I actually had to go to school, had to go to Creston, Iowa, pay my dues. Now these kids just intern here. Next thing you know, they're making as much money as me. It's crazy.
The injustice, Ryan. The injustice, I swear.
I'm kidding, though.
So with this Aaron Jones and Rick Eisen thing, why I think this is all BS. You know, why would Aaron Rodgers want to help the guy out and become a good quarterback if he didn't like the guy? And he wanted nothing to do with him. Why would he be on the sidelines helping him? Barb didn't want to help Rodgers out at all. You know, that's what the coaches are for. I think
it could have been. He could have just been doing it. Like,
no, I think he's a good guy, and I think this is all just a bunch of bull crap.
So you think he'll be back here?
Yeah, for sure. He's got the best chance to win a Super Bowl right here in Green Bay.
Yeah.
Nowhere else. I don't even care. Denver's defense, sure, but
dude,
they don't
I'm telling
have
you, Denver's not. They're not Aaron Rodgers away from a Super Bowl.
No, exactly. I don't think so either.
I don't know why
the
everyone
Packers
loves
are.
Denver all of a sudden.
I mean, with Aaron Rodgers, I like Denver a lot more.
They
got
not
a good defense.
Great,
did you guys hear that? Did you hear the report from? What I keep saying is, why would Aaron Rodgers look at the NFC North? Look at the quarterbacks, especially in the North,
exactly.
And even look at the defenses in the North. Aren't what they were a couple years ago. The Bears, because of Fields, everybody's like, okay, the Bears are the next team that's going to take this next step. But look what they had to give up this offseason because of financial reasons. Like Kyle Fuller's gone. He's in Denver. The more I think about it, Denver is kind of built to win right now, though, Bart. I kind of like the moves that they made this offseason. And you get Kyle Fuller back with,
Yeah, but it's Green Bay. He's familiar
maybe I'm just covering my feelings.
He's got the best chance to win in the NFC North, right? Look at the quarterbacks. You got Andy Dalton's going to be the week one starter for Chicago.
You got who the hell is the Lions quarterback again?
Jared Goff.
Jared Goff. But then who's the backup to Jared Goff?
That would be Tim Boyle.
Okay, so it's Jared Goff.
unless you're thinking of David Blau.
And you got Cousins.
And then you got Kirk Cousins. So
who, I'm telling you, Kellen Mond, week 10 at the latest.
Oh, yeah, probably.
That's why I don't get why they had Green Bay only winning 11-6. Being 11-6 in the Bleacher Report. I don't understand that one either.
Okay, first of all, you guys need to get away from Bleacher Report. Bleacher Report, why is everybody so
I like the Bleacher Report.
It's not good.
I like the Gridiron Heights. They make me laugh.
They're not funny, though.
Yes, they are. They're hilarious.
But why would Aaron Rodgers, why would you want to go face Patrick Mahomes twice a year?
Exactly.
And the AFC, man, is going to be a bloodbath. I think the easier path, obviously, and this isn't exactly like a hot take, the easier, and even though the NFC did improve this offseason, the easier path to get to a Super Bowl is through the NFC. Yeah, you're going to have to get through Tampa Bay, who I do expect to be better this year. But you look at the AFC, you got the Chiefs, right? You got all these like up-and-coming teams, the Bills. I'm out on Pittsburgh. But, yeah, you got the Bills. The Dolphins are on their way up. Obviously, the Ravens.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So, Cleveland.
Aaron's got the best chance to win in the NFC. He's familiar with the offense. It's not like he's got to go and learn a whole new offense and everything else. Yeah,
I think to be honest, guys, I think that's why that's one thing that they could probably sell him on if he did go to Denver or even in Vegas is he would have so much freedom in the offense, you know, which might not be a good thing for him. It might look like those last couple of years under McCarthy, but I think that he'd be fine with that, and it'd be like kind of like those first couple of years in Denver for Peyton Manning, where he'd be throwing a bunch of touchdowns, bunch of yards, dropping back a bunch. He'd have all those weapons, and he'd kind of do whatever he wants, make his own checks and call his own plays, essentially, with all those weapons, with Noah Fant and, you know.
It's all for naught anyways, because this is all a bunch of bullcrap.
We'll see. Yeah. I don't know, man. I thought the same, Mike, but every day
that
passes.
Thanks, Mikey.
You guys have a good day.
Every day that passes, like, you know, I thought the same thing, man. He's going to be at camp. He's definitely not going to sit out. I don't see them trading him. But every day that passes and we don't hear from him and there's no movement, I start to think that maybe he's not coming back.
He liked another tweet.
Aaron did?
Yeah. Did you see the latest tweet that he liked?
Was it the one where somebody said, if you come here, we'll give you free concert tickets or something?
Yeah. And then the guy said, go Saints.
Yeah.
So now there is a contingent of people that think that Rodgers wants to play with the Saints. Let me read or at least bring you part of
it. Imagine that.
Short. And then we see them week one.
I wouldn't want that. He's not gonna. Okay, so like Mark Murphy said, we're not getting rid of Aaron Rodgers.
Let me go through this.
You're not trading him to the NFC.
Let me go through this. Good conversation between some guys. Zach Cruz, Packers Wire. He asked the question. We're now 2 weeks into this thing. Where do you stand? I'd say, and this is what Zach says, Packers should probably trade 12, but probably won't. And our good buddy, friend of show, Ken Ingles. And we have him on to talk Packers cap a few times, and we'll get him on again soon. He says, it's a short phone call. It really is. Rodgers, there are 3 years left on your deal. We're not extending you. We're not trading you. If you want to play football this year, it's in Green Bay. If you hold out or retire, we'll collect all the money that the CBA allows. Mini camp starts the 8th of June. We'll see you then. Click. And so Zach says, well, what if Aaron says, okay, here's your money. Good luck. I'll be on the beach in Malibu.
See ya.
Ken says, thanks for your service. Sorry you don't want to play anymore. Send his agent the repayment schedule for the next 3 years. Put his contract on the inactive retirement list in case he ever wants to play again. And another guy, Jacob here, one of the guys at Game On Wisconsin, said, well, how does that help the Packers? And so if Aaron Rodgers, if it's going to be retire or trade, I would say you let him retire. You get the money back for the cap, you let him retire.
Yeah.
I don't want him to play anywhere else.
Not even in the AFC, man, because I this roster, If they're not going to compete for a Super Bowl this year like they should because Rodgers would leave, it should be next year or the year after that.
And yeah, okay, so if you're going to trade them, there's no reason to trade them right now. If you were going to trade them, maybe on draft day, because then you get like, you trade with Denver, you get Justin Fields, who I think is going to be much better than Jordan Love. But if you're going to trade him now, what are you trading for? You're trading for next year's picks. Guess what? You can get next year's picks all the way up until next year's draft. Don't panic trade this guy. Let him sit out a year, see what he's missing. He'll want to come back. And then if you don't want to play him, you've got a good year of Jordan Love, or you've seen enough that you like,
right,
then you're fine trading him. Then you collect the picks. If he's just going to retire forever, I would rather have him retire and never play another down of football again,
yeah,
than to trade him for three number ones that we don't get till next year and Drew Lock. Because why, and I've seen you argue this on Twitter as well, which we're not trying to talk about, but I am an idiot and bad at this.
Right.
I said, if you're going to trade him, it doesn't make any sense to trade him now because the picks are next year and I don't want him traded. And I'm stalling to think of what I meant to say, which was this. Why trade for another quarterback to come and start ahead of Jordan Love? You drafted Jordan Love to play him. So if Rodgers isn't here, you move on to Jordan Love. You don't go out and suddenly make him beat out Drew Lock.
Exactly, dude. Like, if you push Rodgers out the...
Edit that out in post, Todd, the part where I lost my train of thought, if you could, in the podcast. Thank you.
That happens. But that's what I was saying on Twitter yesterday to the Ellerson tweet where he tagged me, and I said, if Jordan Love doesn't start next year, and he doesn't have to be great, you know, he could be like... And that'd even be high expectations Rodgers' first year, which I know that the team didn't make the playoffs, but they did the next year. And Rodgers, you know, you saw the flashes. You were like, okay, he could play, you know? And especially like the first year, you didn't really care because Brett was in New York and the Jets stunk. Then that first year that Brett was in Minnesota really sucked because the Vikings were freaking unstoppable. But then watching the NFC Championship game made you feel a little bit better. But you saw it with Aaron, you know? So that's the thing. Like, if Jordan Love isn't your starter, and he really is a year away from being a year away, and you forced Aaron Rodgers out the door, because you probably could have had Jordan Love later in the draft, or you could have had Jalen Hurts in the second round, but you moved up to get this guy. You moved up to get this guy. The Kansas City Chiefs moved up to get Patrick Mahomes. That's why after an 11-win season, and Alex Smith made the Pro Bowl that year, and the only reason that Mahomes got on the field his rookie year is because they had already clinched a playoff spot. And they put Mahomes in the game, and he showed some flashes. And then the next year, they had seen enough where it was time to move on from Alex Smith. And I'm not comparing Alex Smith to Aaron Rodgers, but he was coming off a Pro Bowl season, and they were coming off a playoff season, the Chiefs were. So you saw what Mahomes did. And obviously, Jordan Love doesn't need to do that. Mahomes is the best quarterback on the planet. But he at least needs to be the starter. Or I think Gutekunst needs to be fired. Because if Jordan Love isn't good, and you push out a Hall of Fame quarterback that won the MVP this season. It isn't like Rodgers won the MVP. We're not talking about like, oh, in 2015, you got a former MVP that you pissed off. No, you pissed off the best player in all of football. Rodgers was statistically and eyeball test better than Mahomes all year long this year. You're pushing the best quarterback out the door. The guy that you're moving on to better be ready this year. I am not watching Blake Bortles start games. This isn't cute. This isn't funny to me. I see the memes. I see Cheesehead Nation and everybody loves Blake Bortles. I like Blake Bortles the person. He's a terrible quarterback. He's awful. Yes, it's Jordan Love or Aaron Rodgers. Nobody else. No Andy Dalton, no Nick Foles, no Mike Glennon, transitional quarterback. Jordan Love or Aaron Rodgers.
Mike Glennon.
Or Brian Gutekunst has to go. Because you cost the franchise their best player and you did it for a project. And if he's not good, not ready to go year two. And everybody's like, well, he hasn't had a full preseason even yet. Well, he will in a couple months here. Russell Wilson had one preseason, and he stole that job from Matt Flynn. Seattle paid Matt Flynn all that money, and then he never even started a game for him.
Ian's talent on board. Wins. He tweets in, I'm listening right now. You guys are on point. You're dead on. Let that man think about it. Rodgers is playing this year. Sorry, Aaron, he should have never signed the deal. Love him, but this is his doing. He locked himself in. Tim is in Tosa. 799-1250, 414-799-1250. Hello, Tim.
Happy Friday, fellas.
Oh, it's just a weird, wacky Friday.
I'm so happy.
I like that you guys are fired up. It got me thinking. I have a bone to pick, and it's kind of based off what your previous caller just said. I despise when people call in and say, because obviously quarterback's the most important position, but they're like convincing themselves to not feel bad about a guy leaving, right? So the previous caller mentioned about, well, he's going to have to learn a new offense, and I think maybe even you mentioned, Bart, that, well, you know, he's going to have to play against Mahomes. This is Aaron Rodgers. You can fill in the blanks with Tom Brady. They're not afraid to play against competition. That's what they like. That's what Aaron wants. So yep. For him to be like, oh, I don't want to go play. Now he's going to have to play again. No, that's what he wants. He wants that challenge. He's a competitor. So, and the other thing is learning the offense. You know, you got a new offense to learn. Really? Really? It's Aaron Rodgers. Don't you think he's smart enough to figure out that he's got 80% of the playbook already in his, you know, all these offenses, there's an overlap of redundancy in these. They're not all, there's not 32 teams that have brand new playbooks. Some of the, they run this, so they change some of the lingo and some of the verbiage. But, I mean, come on, guys.
I don't know. Rodgers had to wear that armband year one under Matty Ice.
He's not used to being in a running offense. We're using double, you know, multiple tight end sets and running the football. Right. He was used to, with McCarthy, dropping back. Well, he's calling his own plays for 3 years, we got to remember.
Yeah, we're giving him, like, you know, we're in one breath, we're going, you know, a Hall of Fame guy, you know,
right.
1A to the GOAT, right?
No.
And then the other thing, you're going, well, he's, I don't know, he might be scared against playing some Patrick Mahomes, or he might not learn the offense.
Well, that's what Rich Eisen's report was saying, Tim, that's what he wants, actually, that he welcomes that challenge. So good
Absolutely.
Point there, and also a great point about learning an offense, because how long did it take Peyton Manning to learn the Denver Broncos offense when he threw, what was it, 51 touchdowns? He broke the touchdown record his first year there, man. With Rodgers and with all those weapons, it would pretty much be – it would be in Brett's first year in Minnesota. The only really good year he had in Minnesota, exactly. When you have all those weapons, man, it's like, all right, well, we're going to run the football with Melvin Gordon. We're going to dump the ball off to him, and then we're going to drop back. We're going to throw to these four stacked receivers we have. We got Noah Fant across the middle, and it's Aaron Rodgers. They're in frickin' Rodgers. So
To quote the great Bart Winkler, just stop. Just stop. Love you guys. Have a great weekend.
I don't remember what did I say that for.
I don't know.
I like it, though. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, more coming up. Want to remind you.
Please do.
About my good buddies at Windows Select.
They still got the buy one, get one?
No, dude. You're not supposed to bring that up.
Oh.
April Fools. Of course they do, Ryan. Buy one, get one at Windows Select.
You rascal.
I got you real good. I heard your heart drop into your stomach. Oh, what have I done? Is there still time to hit the dump button and not let that go over
the
air?
No, I was just more worried because I need some windows.
Well, you've got the buy one, get one deal at Windows Select. 262-703-3500, 262-703-3500, windowsselect.com. Again, windowsselect.com. So they've got your windows, and they've got your doors, and they've got your siding. All of the needs for your exterior home as you begin to see your home in new light this summer. They'll come, they'll do the doors that they can do. Beautiful, customizable entryway doors. They can do that. The siding, they can definitely do. And the windows, they can do. And again, they can do them at half the cost. Because when you buy one, you get one free, and there's no limit on that. So let's go all the way to the extreme on it right away. You need 5,000 windows. The deal would still be good. You would get, if you needed, hypothetically, 5,000 windows, you would get 2,500 of them for free. If you took the 50 windows you have in your home and said, instead of 50 big windows, I want to make them, I want like 50 small windows to make, you know what I'm trying to say. Well, what I'm trying to tell you is that the buy one, get one deal is good no matter how many windows you get.
Yeah, all windows. Hell yeah, all windows.
Hell yeah, all windows. Hell yeah, all deals. And then you get it installed and you say, this is great. And then you don't have to pay them anything for a full year. A full year, no payments for a full year.
Wow.
You'll have your taxes this year by then. You'll have your tax return next year by then.
You haven't got your taxes yet?
I do it like the day I can.
Yeah, me too, because I'm poor.
Yeah, and then sometimes I get like a W-9 or whatever, a little late, a 1090 a little late, and I just go.
Exactly. I'm on the same page with you on that one, my friend.
We're just kidding, of course. This is just for entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Couple of entertainers here, entertaining.
Gulp. 262-703-3500, windowselect.com. They have been located in Menominee Falls for many, many years. The manufacturer there for nearly 50. Local-based company ready to help you out again locally. And it all, again, is backed with their double lifetime warranty and high-quality energy-efficient products that will help you out. More coming up. You're not supposed to tease that way. That was a bad tease.
I was a little let down.
Well, I'm gonna tease this. I did that poorly. There's a lot of other things that sports radio people do poorly. We do like all of them, and we do them with pride. More from you guys coming up. That's one of them. You know, what's funny about this article that I'm going to reference, Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, here on the Fan from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studio, is that referencing this article may be the laziest thing of all. If you think about it, there is a lazy sports radio draft that the guys over at Barrett Sports Media have put together. 18 topics that they say are lazy in sports radio. And they cover 18, so it's like everything that we do. So let me just go over them quick, and let's see how bad this specific show is at doing these topics. The Lazy Sports Radio Draft. And again, bringing you this as a segment is lazy. I understand. The number one overall pick was locks. When gamblers give out locks, doing a lock of the week segment. I disagree on that. Horvath's going to join me on the Rami Show today when I'm hosting at 3:30 with some locks of the weekend. I don't think there's anything lazy about that. You put in your research.
Yeah, exactly. I always do tell everybody, though, there is no such thing, though, as a lock.
That's true.
Yeah.
Number two in the draft, when hosts do the Mount Rushmore of.
Yeah, we've never done that.
I think last year did Mount Rushmore Mondays.
I think we did the Mount Rushmore of Mount Rushmore.
We did. And I went with Mount Rushmore, and then I couldn't figure out three other ones to do. Number three,
so
lazy sports radio topics, GOAT debates. Who is the GOAT?
What do they want you to do, I guess?
Yeah, once we go through all these, there's nothing else that exists.
I agree with the GOAT discussion. That's that, but, I mean, I can only really think of one person that even talks about that anymore. That's Nick Wright. Like, nobody's on LeBron's. Well, I can't say that on radio. Nick Wright loves LeBron. You guys, you think I'm an Aaron Rodgers fanboy? I'm not saying I'm not out here, you know, ripping Montana like he's always ripping into MJ or ripping Brady. I know who the GOATs are. I know who the most accomplished players
are. Number four in the Lazy Sports Radio Draft, does Pete Rose belong in the Hall of Fame?
It's not lazy. It's a good conversation.
Yeah, because the answer is yes.
Yeah.
Number five, when you bring up somebody else's article and then say, respond to this article.
I mean... I don't know what that means.
If Tyler Dunn writes a piece where he says McCarthy told Rodgers don't be the problem, we're just supposed to not talk about it? I don't like that one.
I mean, I agree. I mean, there have been certain hosts that literally don't watch games, read the box score, read word for word, butcher names, and then just say, "No, you tell me. How about that? The Packers. You tell me.
You tell me.
And Rob Reichel says that the Packers are Super Bowl contenders. What say you? You tell me.
Number six, ask us anything segments.
Is that really number six?
It is, and I like doing that. So I'm guilty there. Number seven, best sports movies. I mean, that's just a fun way to kill a Friday. I don't see a problem with that.
I agree because the answer is there are none.
Yeah, they're all bad.
But in their own beautiful way.
They either win in a really stupid way or they lose and you're mad that they didn't win. Number eight, favorite sports memory.
Or G-Baby dies.
Number eight, favorite sports memory with dad. Well, that's just rude.
Yeah, what the hell?
Number nine, teasing phone calls.
What if your dad's dead and maybe you just want to talk about your... See, these guys are such jerks.
If I go to break and say, your call's next, that's the laziest tease you can do. Guess what? Couldn't think anything better. It's just sports radio.
Don't put me on trial.
I'm not curing cancer.
Number 10, Lazy Sports Radio Topics. What's on your Super Bowl plate? Disagree. Are you tailgating? Who are you tailgating with? If we don't ask you what you're eating, why are we even employed?
No, see, I don't like the, like, are you tailgating and are you going to be, you know, are you going to the mall later on today? But what I do like sometimes is getting, like, some good ideas or getting good, like, a good wing recipe, getting a good sauce recipe. I disagree, especially for Super Bowl Sunday. Another thing I used to do in Iowa, I'd have, like, a chef come on and we'd come up with some creative dishes. You're having a big Super Bowl party, everybody has the same stuff. Why not try to mix it up a little bit? I disagree with that.
Number 11, that's MJ versus LeBron debates.
Well, isn't that the GOAT thing?
Yeah, I don't know.
Now they're just...
Yeah. Number 12, getting pissed at a player for holding out. We're going to skip that one for now. Number 13, would you rather have a long career and be great and win a championship or a bad career and not win... Trent Dilfer versus Dan Marino. Like, would you rather have a bad career and win a title or a good career and not?
Yeah, I'd rather be Dan Marino, dude.
Number 14, hosts that do open phone lines. Our phone lines are always open. I hate when people say we're going to open the phones. Our phone lines are always open. Number 15, Lazy Sports Radio Topics. Interviews with the opponent's beat writer.
Agree. Yes. I agree.
Number 16.
Here's Mick Mickerson on the 3-15 Panthers.
I'm trying to get through this quick. Number 16, hot takes. Number 17, what's your score prediction?
Yeah.
And number 18 is trivia, which we specialize in. Now, trivia today may not happen. Our host is under the weather, so we may not have trivia. But the guy, one of the guys in this draft, he says trivia and ask me anything. Those are two of my favorite segments. The guy's a former program director at this station.
Oh, is that Ryan?
Yeah, so I don't think that him and I would have got along.
Wow.
Because I do everything he hates. So thank you to the writers of Barrett Sports Media for doing this topic of Lazy Sports Radio topic so that I could kill 6 minutes before the top of an hour. Now, one of our listeners brought in breakfast, and I want to finish my sandwich.
And we also want to thank him.
Thank you, Christian.
We love you.
So we're going to eat our food and be right back. And nope. Guess what? Guess what we have coming up next? All of your calls, open phone lines Friday.
And Christian's not only a good buddy, he's now a Horvat homie.
Yeah, ooh, that's new.
Yeah, one of one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.